So our Big Question summer series is coming to a close. Today we're talking about the question, why do bad things happen to good people? So next week we're going to start a three-week sermon series about finding the sacred in the ordinary. And I get 3 weeks off because Leanne's going to preach the whole series. It's her series that she came up with, and so she's going to preach it. So I'm really excited about that. Both to hear it and to have 3 weeks where I don't have to preach. Kind of fired up about that. But this question, why do bad things happen to good people? That's an age-old question. I mean, I think we've been asking that for as long as there are people. People that we think maybe are good or are not good. I've kind of been mulling what this question is about. What's kind of behind it? I mean, bad things happen to bad people too, right? Maybe we're sort of happy about that if we see bad things happening to people we perceive as bad, right? But good things also happen to bad people. And that doesn't seem to bother us so much unless it's the guy, the jerk in the office next door that wins a $1 billion lottery. That might get to us a little bit. So who and why do bad things happen to good people? Why do bad things happen to bad people? Why do bad things happen at all? To really get a grip for this, you have to go back to the very, very beginning. Genesis. You remember you got the two creation stories? And God gave us the gift of free will. That means that we have the ability to choose what we do. We're not a puppet that God makes us dance on strings, but rather we have a choice. And we read in Scripture that at some point, and it wasn't all Eve's fault, they were all there together. Adam and Eve were all there when it was happening at the same time. We chose to do our own will over God's. God had created us in such a way that we had a perfect relationship with Him. I mean, we read about having walked with them in the garden. I mean, they knew God intimately. And then when we chose our will over God's will, the world became a broken place. With that brokenness came disease, natural disaster, and illness. All the things that we think about that are wrong in our world, that's all part of the brokenness. We ended up in this position because God loved us enough to give us free will. We can even choose to reject God and to reject God's love for us. Part of our nature, part of what it means to be a human being, is to live in community with others. I mean, sometimes we may be in community with folks that we would rather not be in community with, but we are. The truth of it is we are far more connected to one another than you really think. We are all subject to the free will choices of people around us, even people that we don't know. We are all subject to the free will choices of those that are around us. So the question for me is, where is God in all of this? If God is not making these things happen, but rather allowing them to happen, where is God? So I was driving, I was pulling out of the hospital over here, Memorial Northeast, and I was going to be turning right on the road that comes out on the west side there. And I pull up right to the edge, and I drop my phone. And so I stop, and I bend over to pick it up, I'm about ready to turn right out onto the road, and there is a pickup truck driving about 80 miles an hour going the wrong way in my lane, exactly where I would have turned seconds before that, being chased by a cop. And if I had turned, I would have run right smack into him head on. He's probably going 60, 70 miles an hour. It would have not been pretty. The good news is I would have been right there at the hospital. But the question is, did God make me drop my phone? We all had all these moments, right? Where we've had these close calls that if for this or if for that, maybe God did. Maybe God made me drop my phone. But I can tell you this, God doesn't give you cancer. God doesn't give you COVID. God doesn't make bad things happen in your life in order to teach you a lesson. You may, in fact, learn a lesson from the bad things that happen in your life. But he doesn't make them happen. God does not work in that way. But the question is, if God is not making them happen, he's just merely allowing these things happen to us, be affected by the free will choices of those around us, those we know and those we don't know, those driving 80 miles an hour, fleeing the police, going down the wrong lane. Where is God in all of this? And the answer is right there with you. He is there with you when those bad things happen in your life. I mean, our God loves us so much that our God celebrates when you celebrate and cries when you cry. That's how much God loves you. He is right there with you. And not only that, but he can take the bad things that happen in our life and make good come from it. Now, hear me. I am not saying God takes the bad things that happened in your life and makes them good. The bad things that happen in your life can still be bad things, but God can make good come from it. He can make good come from the bad things that happen in your life, even if you're the one who did it to yourself. Sometimes we do that, right? Sometimes we are our own worst enemy. So our text today comes from the book of Romans. It's the 8th chapter. You may know this verse. We're going to read verses 28 through 32. We know that all things work together for good for those who love God, who were called according to his purpose. For those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the image of his Son in order that he might be the firstborn within a large family. And those whom he predestined, he also called. And those whom he called, he also justified. And those whom he justified, he also glorified. What then are we to say about these things? If God is for us, who is against us? He who did not withhold his Son, but gave him up for all of us, will he not with him also give us everything else? Some of those things, bad things that have happened to us, we have done to ourselves. We've done maybe intentionally or unintentionally. And sometimes simply things happen in our life. Things happen in our world because our world is a broken place. I want to talk a minute about these words that appear in this text about foreknew and predestined. We sometimes misuse those words. Paul is not saying here that there are those that are chosen to be saved and their name is in the book. We're not Presbyterian. We're not predestined. It's not all predetermined. He's not claiming that. It's a misunderstanding. What he is saying, this is not a philosophical or a theological statement. He is talking about God is not limited by linear time. God is present in the past, the present, and the future all at the same time. And God calls to us through prevenient grace in our life, whether we know it or not. God is constantly wooing us, trying to reach us, trying to get us to choose Him. We can do nothing to save ourselves. It is only through faith in Christ that we are saved. But we do have to do something. We have to accept the gift. Paul is talking about that in this verse, that God has called you and you have to accept this gift that God has given to you. This grace. The truth is that God calls us and we must respond. We must say yes. Verse 28 says this, God works all things for good for those who love Him and are called. This simply means that those who love God, God will take those bad things and make good things come from it for His kingdom, for His growth, maybe for your growth. God will make good things come from the bad things that happen in our life. Why for those who love Him? Doesn't He love everyone? And the answer is yes, God loves everyone. But I would argue that part of dealing with the bad things that happen in our life is accepting them. And those that love God trust God and know that God will do something good out of this pain, out of the bad things that have happened in our life. Those of us that love God tend to trust God in ways that people that don't love God do. You probably know someone that has had some bad things happen in their life and doesn't know or trust God and is bitter and angry, and kind of hates the world. You know anyone like that? It's because they don't know God. They don't trust in God. They have a difficult time accepting these things that have happened in their life because they don't trust God. They don't know that God is at work. Even in the bad things that happen in our lives. I've seen it. I have seen God take the bad things that happen in the lives of people around me and make good things come from it. I was a student pastor, and I went with the senior pastor at Lover's Lane to go and see a 94-year-old woman that was on her deathbed. Church was going through kind of a rough time. And I watched as the pastor and I came to pray with her, and this 94-year-old woman insisted on praying for the senior pastor. With almost her dying breath, she prayed for him in a way that I've really never seen again. It was amazing. I sat with a 63-year-old woman who was dying from cancer. And with some of her last breath, she told me how grateful she was to have been able to die from cancer. because she was able to say everything she wanted to say to all of her loved ones. She had plenty of time to do that. And with a smile on her face, she told me she was happy she could die that way. I saw a family with a failing business change the lives of some of their employees simply by the way they treated them. In the midst of their business world falling apart, lives were changed because the owners of that company knew God's love and grace and passed it on to their employees. I've seen faith deepened, even though a marriage and a life was crumbling around a couple. I've seen their faith grow. Whatever bad things have happened to you in your life, God can make good things come from them. You have to love. You have to trust. Bad things happen to good people because that's the nature of our world. It is broken. And we are subject to the free will decisions of the people that are around us. For those of us who love and trust God, He's at work. He is at work in our lives. Trust in God, as the world around you can be so scary. God is at work in you and through you. Let us pray. Gracious God, help us to trust where we cannot see. Help us to believe when we cannot hear. Father, we are so grateful for your presence in our lives. Sometimes, Father, it seems so far away from us. Help us to write on our hearts that you are always here, that you are always with us, and you always want good things for us. We pray this in Jesus' holy name. Amen.